Hi guys, welcome to our podcast, which Nori doesn't like when I call it a podcast, but this is exactly
No, I
what it
don't.
is.
It's really not. It's just a conversation that we would normally have on the phone, but we have a camera in front of us.
This is
So kind
actually
of.
our third time recording this because Nori's mic was not on. So yeah, gotta love it.
It was a great trial and error experience. It really was. Never want to do that again because it was a
Never.
waste of time.
Never. I actually thought about quitting this before we even started.
It was very painful, I'm not gonna lie. Like, this is what time is it right now?
For me, it's 1 a.m.
And at what is it? 10? Yeah, 10 p.m. over here. But you know what? We are troopers and look at us. We were like, you know what?
We're
Let's just
here.
do it again tonight instead of doing it tomorrow. Why are we gonna put it off? And we're here. So
We are here. So welcome to our working title, What's for Dinner?
it's not what's for dinner, but whatever.
What's so funny? When we made the title, Nori loved it, by the way. We made
Did.
the title. I created a whole branding kit, logo, everything. We put it on YouTube. We put it on Instagram. We made an Instagram.
We got all the socials for it and everything. And then I was like, I don't think that's the name.
And you know when
Because
she
it's
figured it out? When we were recording the first time out of the three. But anyway, that's for a whole other
but you
conversation.
know what,
Welcome.
it's not that it's a bad name or that Maria did a bad job. It's literally just that it wasn't us. It's not really the conversation slash podcast. I just think we can come up with something better. I think we just chose something because we had to.
Okay.
Hee hee.
Well, anyway, we are here now. Welcome. Yeah, we were just talking one day about just starting this because Nori and I have really, really great in-depth conversations about real life stuff. Like, both of us have a background in the music industry. I've been working in the music industry for it feels like forever. We've known each other for about 7 years now. And outside of our friendship, we are manager artist. Take a guess on who's
Best
who.
artist.
But yeah, no, we've been doing this for such a long time and we have such great conversations about real life stuff, about things in the music industry, faith, men and women. So we thought, hey, why not just turn on the camera and talk? So that's what we're here to
Yep.
do.
Why waste our time and our private time and just like let that wisdom kind of just marinate with us? Do you know what I mean? Like, why
And
not
I know
just
what you
put
mean.
it out there?
I think you can agree, Nori, too. Like a lot of the stuff that we discuss, I haven't really found a lot of online resources. It seems very much like one-sided on a lot of these things. Like for the
Agreed.
music industry, everyone will say all the negative things about it and all the things that don't work. The thing with faith, people talk about just the struggles and not so much the light in it. And even though with the music industry, people talk a lot more about the darkness than the light. So I think, yeah, there's just another perspective that we haven't seen online. And that's why we.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I also think that there's a lot of gatekeeping, and that's one thing I really do not like. Like, if an artist is struggling to kind of come up with whatever it is, whether it's content or need resources to do certain things, is I feel like there's a lot of gatekeeping. I'm not gonna lie. Especially when I was kind of starting up, I didn't have anyone to go to. Like, when I first went to LA, and it just I knew one person, but it's because I didn't know where to go to kind of get information on what kind of studios, like who's who, like where do I go? There was none of that. And I feel like we can kind of share what we know and maybe who we know. I don't know. I don't
Yeah,
know.
maybe
Like
it'll help
maybe something we
somebody.
say could inspire something or could help somebody. So you just never know.
Absolutely. And that's the goal, right? So, hey, we're here.
We still need help though.
No, 100%. I think I'm always going to need help. I'm always going to be a student in this
I
industry.
agree. I agree. I feel like I always want to be the dumbest person in the room. I feel like that is the best room you could ever be in. Because if I'm usually the smartest one in the room, I don't want to be
We in the wrong
like
room.
it's yeah, I don't want to be
No, take me out that room. What's going on
take
next
me out.
door?
No
So
plan.
yeah, a little bit about ourselves. I think maybe we start there because I'm sure if you're watching this, you're probably like, who are these girls and why did Best Buy sell
Why
them
am
the
I
cameras that
listening?
they have?
Right.
I have, like I said, I've worked in the music industry for a while. It feels like maybe 10 years now. I'm an artist manager. I also work in marketing. I work at an independent record label currently. That is amazing, that I love. And I work with such amazing, talented writers, producers, and artists. And then outside of that, I manage this beautiful, talented, not very technical because her mic was off before, artist.
Called me beautiful.
See, she focuses on the positive, so
Yeah, thank you. I guess you're not so bad yourself.
thanks. Iron sharpens iron.
She wears contacts, guys, by the way, so don't get
She
fooled
wishes.
by her blue eyes, whatever.
She wishes. I wasn't even gonna point those babies out, but thank you for giving us a moment.
I mean, somebody had to because nobody ever does. So I'm Nori. I'm a singer-songwriter. I grew up in New Zealand. I was born in a Syrian refugee camp. That's really heavily part of my story and why I do a lot of what I do. And my background is Kurdish. I like to watch and play basketball, long walks on the beach.
She also loves sports betting. She's really good at it, freakishly good at it.
Thank you very much. I really do pride myself in that. I mean, if you guys want to hit me up, you can buy my course. No, but that's me kind of in a nutshell. And yeah, I mean, we could start it off by talking about artists in the industry and how hard it is these days, especially to kind of break out and to even kind of have your own identity without having to copy and paste everything everybody else does. I feel like that for sure has saturated the music industry and it's kind of not made it what it used to be. And I really don't like that because the music industry used to be the look of it so good. And
Right.
yeah, it's just kind of changed
You know what
and
it is? It's just artists now are chasing virality instead of building their brand and storytelling to build a fan base. And I think that's where it's gone wrong. I also
yeah.
blame labels a lot with that because labels have basically made artists feel like if the song doesn't go viral, then it's not a song worthy of marketing. And I
Right.
think I was even reading a stat the other day that was saying 15, only 15% of the songs that went viral last year actually converted to streams. So I think
Wow.
we have to go back to storytelling and better branding and better
I
just
agree.
marketing yourselves. It's sad to see because I think right now artists are all chasing the next viral video. And if a video doesn't do well, they're like, okay, then they'll delete it. You know, there's no longer just like working for it and building with your fan
Right,
base.
right. But then, I mean, you have to kind of look at the artist as well as, because I've seen some artists, they'll post for a week and then you never hear about the song again. And I used to do that, I'm not gonna lie, but it was only
No
because,
lies were told.
no lies were told. It was only because I wasn't really being, it wasn't me. And I feel like what changed for me was in the last year anyway. I wrote a song called Changing Your Name, and that is just who I am to the core. And I got to wake up every day and promote a song that I truly loved and it's truly me as a person and as an artist. It became just so much easier. I promise you, I feel like I have like 300 videos alone of me just doing the content to the song on TikTok, which I then take to kind of Instagram, and then that works. And you just kind of figure out what works and what doesn't, but you don't stop promoting the song. And to be honest, I didn't really need to try with that song without sounding too, what's the word? I'm not saying I didn't have to
Salesy.
try. Yeah, it was kind of, I think the song is great anyway, and it really means a lot, and it has a,
Effortless.
such a great meaning that it just became a bit easier. And it was just who I am to the core again. So it made it not work. It made it actually very much fun. And I think that was the greatest thing that I have achieved, I think, in the last year is just truly being able to be myself and that translating well to others, and you know, the song even saving and helping people and giving them hope. Like that's kind of all you could really ask for as an artist, the type of artist that I am anyway.
Well, yeah, it translated well because one, you wrote the song, so you're already connecting with the lyrics, so you're able to now create the visuals because you're already connected to it. So I feel like if you're not really connecting to the music, that's also a big piece of it. And then on top of that, before the song started to really, really, really take off too, you were posting every single day on social media and building a fan base and consistently showing up. You were going on your lives. Even when you weren't posting every day, you were going on your lives. times for hours. So there was already a consistent piece there. So all you needed, honestly, in my opinion, you just needed that record and you got it.
True. I love that. I love that. And I mean, yeah, I mean, even before it went off, it was just because I loved the song so much. And it wasn't that I had to try think of content or, you know, what do I post today? It was just, you kind of just made it up as you go because you love the song and you love the meaning of it. And it became less hard. And for me, as an artist, especially, it's always been super hard to come up with content for songs that, you know, it's just not that close to you. You know, you write them, but I mean, I used to write songs about breakups and stuff, but if you know me, I get over that really quick.
Give
So
it 24
it's when
hours.
I don't connect to a song anymore, it's really hard to work it and to promote it. And I think maybe that you might find light in that as an artist. Just write songs that are authentic to you because, yeah, maybe they might not go viral right away or they might not pick up. But as long as it's you, there's always a time where that song is going to work. And I feel like we get so caught up in what's hot right now. Let me do a song like that and let me see if it goes off because this is working. Whereas if you stay authentic to yourself, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of like who hears it or who does the first video to it. Do you know what I mean? So
Fans
it's
know when you're not being authentic. They can read right
exactly.
through that. I read right through it. I hate it when I
Same.
see it. I'm just like, oop, skip. But
Same.
anyway,
Same.
that song that you wrote actually is what started me and you to be on our very beautiful spiritual journey, if you can
That's
recall.
very true.
People think the music industry is filled with is a lot of darkness, and there's definitely a lot of that. I will agree with you on that. But I think that song specifically, and then also just my faith, I found the light in the darkness.
There is a lot of darkness in this industry for sure. Just having so much faith in God, I think we would never even be where we are because our journey alone, even before the song, was insane, you know, like
My
we've
gosh.
crashed on people's couches before, we've lived in a car before, we've had to shower at the gym because we had no house. Like it was insane, but in saying all of that, we were so happy. Like you don't
Happy and
understand how
homeless.
happy we were. Happy and
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. There was a moment when I first met Nori. I was living in Calabasas. I was road managing for French Montana, and I mean, we were loving it. Then we moved out of that to New York. We were living in my parents' basement for a little bit. Moved back to LA, couch surfed, slept in my car, got a gym membership to shower and get ready for meetings at the gym. And actually, Nori and I, our go-to dinner a lot of nights, we used to share a $5 foot long from Subway.
Subway, thank you. Thank you for finishing that sentence. We didn't share a five, what was it? A five.
Stop. Stop
Okay, I
it.
just have to make it clear because we started talking about how dark the industry is, and then you start the sentence like that. You gotta make sure you put Subway at
Everyone
the end.
knows what a $5 foot long is. I did not
Okay,
need to say
I just want to put it
Subway.
out there. You know, as God-fearing woman, you just want to set the right example. Do you know what I mean?
You are crazy. Yes. So we used to share a lot of things.
Oh God,
No, no, no. I have to cut that part out. I'm cutting that part out. Anyway. Oh,
you can't
goodness.
cut it out. It's too funny.
When I say we shared a lot of things, it's a lot of normal things to share. Food,
Like what?
clothes.
Okay. You got to be clear. The internet's
Yeah,
crazy. You got to be
I
clear.
know,
They're
I
gonna
know.
cut
Be
this
very
clip and
clear.
they're
Be
just gonna
very
put
clear.
that out.
Nori, actually, very funny enough, I figured out through Nori how high the thermostat could go. I never realized it. I grew up in a home where my dad would not let us touch the thermostat. So if we did touch it, I think the highest it can go is like 75 degrees. I walk into my apartment one day and it's on 93 degrees. I kid you not, I did not even know it was able to go that
It was
high.
probably winter too,
It was
so
not. It was
it was
not.
probably.
I thought Nori was hosting a hot yoga session in my apartment. That's what I thought I walked into. I'm talking about the glass doors and the windows had perspiration. Like it looked crazy in there.
I get cold, but yeah, we have opposite body temperatures. So
Yes.
whenever I'm hot, she's freezing, and then
That's
the
true.
opposite, and you just couldn't win. So
No.
it was one or the other. She had to come
I
home,
couldn't
and
win
it
in
was
my apartment.
boiling
That's
for her.
a fact.
I
But
know.
yeah.
And then we ended up homeless, so it didn't really matter.
Artist managers, make sure that you guys like each other because the road is not always smooth sailing, especially in the beginning. It's very What's the word I'm looking for? It's very challenging at times. And I think there's one thing I've learned in my journey. It's to actually really love the people that you're working with because you're going to spend so much time with them. So much time. My
I
best advice
agree.
that I would give an artist manager is really, really love your clients outside of what you're doing, especially if they're like an up and coming client and they're very new and green. You're going to have to spend so much time with them. And then even artists, make sure you really, really love your manager because you're going to have to spend a lot of time with that person.
Right. Like I have applications going on right now because something's not clicking.
You could take that job. Whoever is applying, take it. You don't need to apply. You're hired. Anyway,
No, she's great.
I know. Thank you.
And I mean, we wouldn't have lasted this long working with each other if we couldn't stand each other. I'm telling
That's
you,
a fact.
like we've just had each other's backs. There's no ego when it comes to anything.
So you may notice that we just cut and came back because it's really funny. I was beginning to tell a story of a very personal experience and I stopped because I felt like I wasn't saying it properly. And as soon as I stopped, my microphone just muted. So it would have muted mid-story. And it's just so
Wow.
crazy how God works. But anyway,
Yeah.
I
Wow.
feel like I have a story that may or may not help somebody that I feel compelled to share of something that happened to me last week. I think for the longest time, I've told people if they really wanted to feel the presence of Jesus, just to ask Jesus to reveal himself to them. But I myself never have done that. And I had a moment last week where it was such a tough week. I think Nori knows, like I was going through a lot. I think mentally, spiritually, I was questioning a lot. It was just a very, very heavy week for me. And I had just gone off the phone with a friend. And after me and her hung up, I had closed my shades. I have this icon of the Virgin Mary and baby Jesus. I just grabbed it, placed it on my heart, laid down on the couch and just broke down and was just crying out, just asking God why I'm going through what I'm going through. What is the lesson here? What is he trying to show me? What have I not done? You know, just really having a very vulnerable moment with my creator. And in that moment, too, I had a moment where I was talking to the Virgin Mary and I was saying, please, I need to hear from Jesus. I need to hear his voice. I promise you, I won't get scared if I hear it. I actually just need to hear it to feel comfort. I put the icon down on the couch next to me, like right where I was sitting, closed my eyes, was praying. And I opened my eyes and there's this beaming light coming in from the window right on the Virgin Mary's face and it's nowhere else. And mind you, I had closed the shades. So there was like a little crack in the shade and it was beaming right on her face, nowhere else. And I knew at that moment that she heard me. And that's when I said, okay, I know you hear me. Thank you for this moment for me to feel that. But I need to hear you. I need to hear Jesus or you. I just need to hear you guys because I feel very alone right now, very confused. More than anything, I was confused and I needed guidance. Right as I said that, I got a text message and I didn't turn to it right away. I was still very much praying and pleading with Christ. But about a minute later, I grabbed my phone and looked at it, and it was a text message from Father Gary from St. Sophia's Cathedral, who I had met that Sunday and told him I wanted to come in for a confession appointment that I booked for later in the week. This is Monday now that this is happening. And the text message said, hey, Maria, you know, my day kind of freed up if you have any time to come in today. When I tell
That's
you, I
insane.
broke down in happy tears because at that moment I realized that was Jesus talking. Jesus appoints people in these holy positions, priests, pastors, monks, nuns. He puts all these people in these holy positions and they're vessels sometimes to speak to us. And when I got to my appointment, the story he even told me, he said he was in the middle of his day and myself and another boy crossed his mind. And he thought, you know what? Let me text him because what he's learned in his ministry is when someone crosses his mind to reach out to them. And he was like, I know you had an appointment this week. And I just felt like, hey, let me just see if you guys can come in earlier. And I realized, wow, that was the moment. I asked Jesus to reveal himself to me and he did.
That's honestly like goosebumps.
Crazy. And I know
It
that's
really
something I've said
is.
even to you for such a long time. When you were on your spiritual journey, I said, just ask Jesus to reveal himself to you. And he did. And I literally never understood. I'm like, you know what? Maybe that's just like something that some people get. But I never did at that point till last week.
Wow. That's honestly amazing. Like, I'm so glad you had that experience, especially in a time where you definitely needed it. Do you know what I mean? You needed
Man,
clarity, and
needed.
that's exactly what you
We
got.
surpassed needed.
The rest needed. You were hungry for it. Do you know what I mean? Like you
Hungry. I was starving.
But No, that's honestly amazing. And yeah, like you have told me to do that in the past, and I did that. And my experience wasn't that long ago. But you know, when I prayed, it was more so about, you know, is this what I'm meant to be doing? It was more clarity on my purpose and is this the right path? And you know, I really want you to reveal yourself, because I've never really asked that before. And I've always thought, or I always felt guilty for asking for these things, because
Really?
yeah, I've always felt guilty for that. Because
That's interesting.
yeah, I don't know, throughout my whole life I've always felt guilty for asking for certain things. I would always just pray and make sure that everybody's okay and everybody's happy, and it was more about that, you know. It wasn't clarity on, you know, reveal yourself to me, or is what I'm doing right. I always thought I was doing the right thing, you know. It's just a gut feeling. But in that moment, I'm just like, I need you to show me now. Like, I know I might not hear from you, but I just need you to show me. And that's literally what I had asked for. And it was insane to me, because the way it happened, it's something that you cannot ignore. Like, I prayed during the day. You know, I asked what my purpose is. I asked if I'm doing the right thing, if I'm on the right path, and if I should continue. And it's so crazy, but you know, I barely go out. So it was like a couple of
That's a
days before
fact.
I was leaving New Zealand. It was a couple of days before I was leaving New Zealand. And my friend had asked me to go to dinner with her. And so I was just like, you know what? I'll go. So we ended up at this place called The Chapel, out of all places. And, you know, we're sitting down, we're having a good time. And there was this old man that had just kind of started up conversation with us. And he was very sweet, probably like mid 60s. And he was kind of talking to us about his life and what he's kind of going through. And for the last 3 years, he had been going through long-term COVID, which I didn't even know was a thing. And so I was kind of talking to him about, you know, some remedies that he could take or do that might help him, because he had been in like severe depression. And,
Oh, man.
you know, just throughout our conversations, he ended up listening to Changing Your Name, my song. And he teared up when he heard it. And he just couldn't even believe that I had written the song, to be honest, or that the fact that I was singing the song. And yeah, he got teary-eyed, and it was such a sweet moment, because you know, I get messages all the time, but seeing someone in person listen to it in real time and kind of give you that reaction, it was so different and it was so humbling. And by the end of the night, he kind of, before we left, he stopped us and he was just like, girls, I just want to thank you, because you know, you guys have been so lovely to me. This is the first time I've been out in about 3 years because of this, you know, long-term COVID. And I feel like I was meant to be here to meet you girls, because I feel like you guys saved my life. And just to hear that was, I can't even begin to describe that feeling, because you don't know kind of what to say when somebody says that to you. And you know, we hugged. It was a really sweet moment. And after I left, I was thinking about the prayer that I prayed earlier that day. And I was just like, that was so quick. I remember calling you and being like, you do not know what just happened. And I can't believe, you know, I was asking Jesus to reveal himself, and then it was later that day. It was so quick. That's the thing that still amazes me to this day, is it was so quick. And I didn't expect it either. I really didn't, because I was just like, oh, it's just not going to happen.
Wild.
And it's just something that you can't ignore. You know what I mean?
No, you can't. It's a feeling, and that's the thing. When you were telling me it's a feeling and you couldn't explain it, it wasn't until I experienced it myself that I said, ah, you're right. It's not something you can't explain. The best way I can explain it, you know, you feel Jesus when you feel such peace and the anxiety goes away. And you can hear a pin drop. It gets so quiet for you. It's
For
just like
sure.
all the worry goes away, the anxiety, the fear, the worrying of the wondering of where am I supposed to be? Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? It just all goes away.
For
All the
sure.
noise just gets canceled out.
I completely agree. I completely agree, honestly, because I've even had times where I was in the studio and, you know, I always get into the songs and you get like a bit emotional, but there was just this couple times where I had this such It was such an overwhelming feeling, and I didn't know how to describe it. Like, I came out of the studio, even my producer was just like, I've never heard you sing like that. And I've cracked at the end of what I was singing too, because I knew I was about to like start crying. And I couldn't explain it to anybody in the room. I felt like I was rambling for like 15 minutes. I felt like I was trying to explain this thing. And then I realized I couldn't. And in that moment, I knew, I was like, oh, this is God's presence for sure, because I just felt so empty and full at the same time, if that makes any sense. Like
Empty in a good
everything,
way.
like, yeah, empty in a good way, but like all the things I feel like I've been carrying were just lifted. And just like you said, it was in that moment, like you just find this peace. And that was, I feel like, the best I've sung as well, because I wasn't actually thinking about anything. I was just kind of in the moment. It was a worship song. So it was, it was just that. It was just me connecting with God in that moment. And
He was there.
I truly believe that. And he was there when I wrote Changing Your Name too. And I feel like that's why it's even such a big song, or just such a song that I connect to so much, because in that moment too, I was probably at my lowest. Like, I feel like I had no one in that moment. I knew I had God, but it was like I was kind of just giving it all to God now. And I was just like, take every single thing,
Take
like,
it all.
take it all.
I don't
And
want it.
I don't want it. You want it? Here you go. Like, there you go. And it's yours now. And
Good
there's
luck.
kind of no, there's no looking back, right? Good luck. I don't know how to deal with it. And I feel like God finds you in those moments though. And I've made a post about this before too, where it's when you hit rock bottom, that's where God truly, you realize that God is the rock at the bottom, and he will always pick you up, or every single time he will pick you up. And that's why these days, whenever I feel like I'm reaching the bottom, I'm never as worried anymore, because he's there to pick you right back up. Like, there's calling you, and then there's choosing you. And I truly feel like that was a bar. Was that a bar? And I feel like when you're chosen to do something, he never lets you give up. And that's what I just feel like, the path that I'm on, I'm gonna stick to it and make sure I do the best job that I possibly could, because I feel like I've been called to do it, and
Yes,
I've
you
been chosen
have.
to do this. So you're gonna hear a lot more worship songs that I've written, as well, 10 in the bank. But
You know what's
it's
so crazy
also
about
life
that?
experiences as well that I've mixed into that. What were
You know
you
what's
gonna
crazy
say?
about that? For as long as I've been working with you, those songs seem to just be like effortless for you to write. It's crazy. But I mean, it's not crazy because we know where it comes from, but those songs are just effortless for you.
For
And that's
sure,
how,
for sure.
if anything, that's also just another sign that you're in the right place. It's not forced.
Right. It's not forced. It's not hard to do. It's just me being myself and me believing in what I believe. And it's God. I feel like it truly is God. And I feel like when God is present in your life, he makes it easy, because especially when it's at the right time. Because I can't, all the songs prior to Changing Your Name, I always used to wonder, like, these are good songs, but why aren't they like where they should be, you know? And I feel like every artist thinks that about their songs. But when things start happening with certain, whether it's music or a certain path, you kind of have to just follow it, because it's that. It's sometimes you don't know what's good for you, and you don't know what plans God has for you. So it's kind of, you just have to go with it. And that's what I feel like I'm doing, and it hasn't felt more right than it does now. So I'm happy. I definitely am happy. I feel at peace, and I can't wait to share all the other songs that I have that I feel like will help uplift people, because that's what I feel like it is more than anything.
Well, I'm happy you're happy because, you know, the advice that I was given from a very successful music manager in the music industry is that artists are never wrong and they're never happy. So at least we're one of those things today.
Wait, when am I not right?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I feel like we unpacked a lot. I'm excited for this video series. I think we just landed on what this is going to be called. I'm excited for
What?
this. A video series? Okay,
Oh yeah,
well,
video series is cool.
there we go.
That's not the name of it though, but that's what it is. It's not a podcast, it's a video series.
Yeah. So I'm excited to be on this video series venture with you.
Same,
Who
same.
knows what we'll talk about next?
You just gotta wait and see.
From
You gotta be
$5
there.
foot longs at Subway to
To
faith.
finding God.
Finding God.
Yeah,
Oh
that
man.
accent. Yeah.
I don't know where it
I
came from, but I'm sure
think
we're
we're
gonna
gonna
hear
get
about
canceled
it.
on that accent
For
alone.
sure. Someone from Texas is gonna be in those comments heated. But anyway, I mean it with love.
Love Texas.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys. If you made it this far, it means you actually are interested and care. So we will be back.
Yes, we will.
Hot.